thanks for the request. Any other questions?
I had one a little bit earlier, and forgive me for not catching the name, but someone asked, what's the hardest song to play live, and has there ever been a song where you produced it and just decided this is going to be too much to do? Or maybe what's the process of taking a studio, you know, recording and getting it on stage?
Well, it's interesting because we're about to, well, we were going to rehearse with the band. Everyone knows the shows have been postponed for a while. We're not sure exactly when, but we will take the band on the road because our new album is coming out. So we're really happy to be taking a band out because the new album has a lot of, sonically, it's very broad. So there's different, you know, a couple electric guitars and Carol Isaacs is playing keys and there's different lyricists playing violin and so on, Clara and bass, and then we have guest vocalists and a lot. So when we take the band out, we'll be able to replicate the full sound of the album. And so a lot of times we may put an album out and have a song on it and it's very produced or like with a lot of band on it, and then it's not as easy to play live, or at least like for me, say for instance, a song of mine called Trouble, I don't think we've ever played that acoustically, because for me it's much more satisfying. Amy plays a mandolin that's got a delay on it, I play electric guitar, there's lots of background vocals, so there are songs like that that we don't play live as a duo or even as a trio with lyrics. But the hardest song we play, I don't know if any of them are hard.
Burn All the Letters, we could never do Burn All the Letters.
Yeah, we didn't learn Burn All the Letters because it had a key change in it too, amongst other things. It was in an open tuning and it had a key change. And then we never did, what's that song? He's got the da 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 da. We Are Together. We maybe only did that a couple times. Usually they're my songs. That's Russ's phone. What are you tuned for?
Let's do Howl at the Moon.
Okay.
Yeah, since we're talking about new songs, we're going to do this one, which we know. Emily's going to grab her banjo. We can answer her question while she's grabbing her banjo.
What was the first song you ever remember playing out live?
Me and Emily. A Junkie's Lament, a song by James Taylor called A Junkie's Lament, a rebellious little number for a high schooler. I don't even think we understood what it was about, actually.
We didn't, but we loved it. We were first a cover band, but
Ricky's been kicking the goal.
Emily Becker has a question here. Are your kids musical? Do they play, and how do they feel about the whole music?
Cleo's taking piano lessons, and she is musical. She has a musical ear, and she loves to sing. But she tells us what songs to play in the car, so we kind of follow her instructions. But yeah, she loves music.
Yep, my kids are also taking piano lessons, and we jam a lot on various instruments in the house. I think she's kind of a rocker. I remember when we recorded Rise of the Black Messiah, and I was listening to mixes of it. She was such a young thing, and she stood up next to the speaker and was like this. It's like
that's awesome.
Earplugs, anyone? But yeah, they're musical.
We like
but they can do, they can be, we don't, we're not,
nothing's forced on them.
Yeah,
we like show tunes. We sing a lot of Hamilton, Frozen 2, Greatest Showman, stuff like that.
The hits.
Yeah. Moana.
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 Definitely.
Aladdin. From the new record. The new record's called Look Long. And I think we learned this acoustic first, though. No, maybe we didn't. It's called Howl at the Moon.